Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
You guys, this is our last podcast before...
Of the year?
Christmas. Yeah, of the year.
Of 2022.
I think so, because I think we take a week off, right? Maybe, I don't know about
it. I actually needed to ask you that question.
I did too, actually.
We'll talk about it off.
Wait, I figured next week you're very busy.
Well, I deleted it off my calendar, and Danielle's like, are we not doing next week? And I was like, I'll talk to Jana.
But oh, next week?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, because I'll be in London.
Yeah. So there you go, Danielle.
Yeah, so I guess...
Unless we do
one when I come back from London, like a recap London. So maybe we'll.
Yeah, I think we owe it to ourselves and the people.
We have to stay.
Plus, we need like a little New Year's resolution moment, don't we?
Yeah. Okay. So let's do. So this will be the last one before I go to London.
Okay.
Because when you guys are listening to this, I will be hopefully. Gosh,
don't say that.
I know. No. I start to get. everybody I know is sick right now.
Yeah.
Has the flu or something. And I'm like, if I get the flu and I can't get on the plane.
Oh my gosh. No. You're getting on that plane.
So I'm like, I'm trying. So like the other day, Jace was sniffling. I'm like, don't touch me.
No.
Don't touch me. Love is in the air, young one.
Oh my gosh.
Move us along.
But
it's been a sickly.
Everybody is sick mm-hmm. right now. Yeah,
for sure.
It is. And repeat viruses. Like I'm at the point where I'm like, definitely there's no way we could get anything new.
Right.
Oh, well, we have checked all the things off. And then last night, legends awake coughing. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm going to be the reason you don't go to lunch. But fine. I was just like, what is this? What are we doing?
Every kid is coughing
right
now.
Because dry.
It's 50-something degrees.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that back and forth is always going to.
And at 50, I turn on the fireplace now because I've officially lost any sort of Michigander toughness that I have.
Same.
No kidding. So,
same.
The air is dry in our house and, you know.
Yeah, same. First. So hopefully when you guys are listening to this episode, I will be in...
Too busy making out
in
London.
Okay. I started to just... Because you know when you're so excited for something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
Hey, they always zoom in. I have to say,
I know.
I'm getting self-conscious because I... Every time they put a little like snippet of us up on Instagram, they always go to my face making my like heart on the sleeve face. So just now I did it and I'm certain they're going to use it and I have to lock it up.
No, it's great because people always want to see the reaction.
Me go. That's what I have to do. Anyway.
So when you're excited about something.
Well, no, I don't want to put it out there that it's not going to happen, but. I just get nervous, yeah, because I think we daydream, us girls, in our brain of how it's going to look, mm-hmm. and then when it doesn't end up that way.
But this time it will.
When it doesn't end up that way.
This time it will. And I think it's really indicative of how you're truly feeling that you would be nervous to miss it. That's my favorite part about this.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of trips that you're like, meh. I mean, there's been a lot of trips for myself that I'm like, the flu would be great.
I mean, I hope not if you're going to London.
I mean, we're going. Oh, well. She's going to London.
But I'm saying, I hope that you're not like, oh, I hope I have the flu. Like, hopefully you would be excited about London.
Yeah, but I was saying, like, but there's been a couple guys in the recent.
I'm ODing on zinc right now, like, so that I
you'll be
don't
fine.
Get
just
sick.
You're fine.
I'm like,
there's nothing night, medicine can't
I
take
took
care
like
of.
100 milligrams. I mean, it, oh, means, like, no, I know, way too much. It's supposed to be like 50, I think, but I didn't. I
and
took
you're
50.
You're puking in the bathroom.
Because of zinc. Yeah.
No. I mean, I didn't really take 100. I took 50, but
you're like,
that even that high amount like was upsetting my tummy. So. I'm like, why am I doing this? But I'm like, oh, because I just don't want to miss.
Yeah. And that's the part I like.
Eek.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited. And anyway, so this will be, so then when we get back, we'll do a recap of London.
Well, oh, you really spill so all the details.
Will I, though?
No, we're definitely going to ask and see what happens.
Kristen's taking that job on well.
I love it. I'm like, tell the people what they want to know, Kramer. They don't tune in to hear about your grocery order.
Well,
they want to know.
I will say something, though. And you said, I re-listened back to.
I never re-listen to us because I get
well
anxious.
I did because I had told Braveheart to listen.
And that so, makes me more nervous.
I know. And oh, so. In my mind, I'm like, okay, do I want him to listen to the episode or do I not? Because he doesn't really know my world or what.
Oh, I love that he doesn't know your world.
So I said, you know, I kind of mentioned you in a way on the podcast. And he's like, should I listen? And I was just like, yeah, this would be a good one for you to. But then as I'm listening, I'm
I was
like,
say, did you already re-listen?
I know. Like, I re-listened and then.
You're like, actually, give me 60 minutes. And I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but then I was thinking about it because I was listening back to some of the things I said, like, you know, oh, you know, I should just shut up and I shouldn't talk about it. And sometimes where I got into this thing with actually your husband, Kat, and, you know, I can't really tell the basis of what it is because I haven't said, you know, what it's around, but it's around privacy, right? So I've always said when everything happened with my ex, that is when I took things public because I wanted to have I wanted to tell the story and not have the tabloids tell my story.
Sure.
So from there became very public and open about things. And so now that's where I'm at. I can't now ask for privacy. I mean, I probably could, but I enjoy sharing. And for me, the part where like this, when I was listening, like, yes, I want to stay private, but at the same time, because of how the divorce and the brokenness and the sadness, I'm like, I want people to know that, like, you can be happy too. And I want to share that piece as much as I want to.
I love it.
Well, it's like, as much as I want to like hold on to it, and I will, but at the same time, I'm like, there is laughter and love and excitement. And yeah, if this doesn't work out, it's still going to be okay. Like, I talked to Amy the other day. I said, yeah, it would hurt, but I know I will still be okay.
Amen, amen.
But to be able to feel alive again, and that's what I kind of
said. That's what I think is so inspiring about you, though. Like, mm-hmm. I really mean that. Like, you just don't give up on love.
Well, and I want people to
see
that.
You sing a song about it, Kramer.
You love to share that with people, and I think that's beautiful. And guess what? You get to make that decision.
And yeah.
If you
want to
be private or not be private, it's your life.
You can share information and not share the details. Like, that was part of our whiteboard plan last year, the queendom.
Right.
We were like, share that you want to be in love. Share that you might be in love. We just don't need to name or give a social security number and address.
Right.
We just, certain details get to be sacred and private. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Because you're actually still a human being. I know that's crazy for a lot of people out there. You're still a person.
She's like, but what I'm saying is, I know what you're thinking.
No, I think it's just what I hope for. And this
is this because you're going to Instagram in London and tag him?
Because it's going to be everywhere.
Is this your way of letting me know gently you're going to let me down?
She kind of told us
that's
this
what
the
this
other
is.
Night.
I see what it is. It took me a minute. I'm a little slow today.
No. This is what I'm meaning. I didn't believe. Oh, so I've always believed in fairy tales, right? I want to be able to show the woman that's in her bed from a terrible divorce, thinking she's never going to find anyone. I want to be the person that goes, you will find a great love. And this might not be my great love. I don't know. But like, go explore, feel the feelings, and share it. Because I think for me.
Share it, not him. That's share, my whiteboard.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, Kramer, y'all are on two different planets right now.
I'm not saying I'm going to share him. I'm just saying I want to.
I already know the look. I already know what's happening.
I'm not going to.
But here's the deal.
Share yourself happy as a selfie and let us imagine who that might be. That's all I'm asking.
No, or, I will not do it that fast.
Or just give it a minute.
Yeah.
Because then give it a minute and you can still show the fabulous love story.
I like when the manager enters the chat.
No, I would never this soon. I really wouldn't. I swear I wouldn't.
No, it was
I wouldn't,
just, you're I about to say soon. Having said that. I already know what you're going to say.
Having said that, when the time comes, I'm hopeful for the day to go, this is why there was all those tears. Because it wasn't.
I'm excited too because it's going
to
be. He
wasn't my fairy tale. This is.
Yeah, and I'm excited for them to see that picture of you guys married when that time comes.
Yeah.
And that's the first look.
Kristen.
We're going to guard him hard.
Where you been, girl?
I'm guarding him hard. I like him. I really like him.
I think we really want to guard the ones
Should
we
I
really
FaceTime
like.
You guys?
No offense to the others.
When you're there?
No, when I'm in London.
Was that a question?
Yeah, okay. I thought we already were.
I know.
Okay.
Queendom group chat.
Is there anything else, any requests that you want me to do while I'm in London? Because this is my send-off.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to chase the butterflies.
Chase the butterflies.
Which I just love.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, a lot of people really liked that.
I heard a lot of people say it, yeah.
It's crazy.
It was a beautiful way that you put all that. And so that's my whole thing. Last year was chasing joy, and this year's chasing butterflies.
That's what we're up to,
that's
too.
Perfect. We're trying to
find them. I said that in therapy, and then I started crying the other day. Because I was like, you told me to chase joy. Now Chris is telling me to chase butterflies.
You have to.
And the next year, what's life is short.
I need you to go to a place. There's a place there. I'm going to remember the name. I think it's called Sketch.
Okay.
And I need you to go there.
Sketch.
It's incredible.
Is this a naked where you're naked?
No,
this sounds sketchy.
It's like an Alice in Wonderland kind of bar, but it's really, really super cool. It feels like a different world. Like it is like nothing I've ever seen before. And I feel like we've all traveled a lot and seen a lot of things. I've never seen anything like this. And asked to use the bathroom and FaceTime me from the bathroom.
Okay. The bathroom.
I know. And if anybody here has been to this place, restaurant / bar, they're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. It is insane.
Sketch.
Nothing I've ever seen
in
before.
London.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Huh.
Well, the bathroom, though.
You're going to see.
You and ice, the back of restaurants and a bathroom.
Oh, no. I didn't take Preston to the bathroom.
Oh, man.
I know.
I have a request that might seem like I'm picking on you a little bit, but back to what we were talking about.
Back to normal.
And that's why I'm here.
Back to the scheduled programming. And this is what we're just talking about. Now I'm going, here's what I think. Let's not take photos in the same spot.
He's both private. Of you. He's private on Instagram.
Okay. Let's just go for it and let's just take a photo together.
What? Sorry,
I'm back on that side.
Wait, the two of them?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know what's going on with Catherine. I just need everyone to. Okay, we need to have a real minute.
I'm done with the guessing
Something
game.
Something has happened throw it to Catherine there. Where I feel like Catherine and I are switching places recently.
100%.
And every time I say something that's unlike me and a little like Catherine, I look to her. So it's like, you're going to have my back. And she's like, I don't know.
Okay, I need y'all to debate your sides right now.
I just think, go. I'm not saying she has to. I'm not saying she has to post anything of them too. However, the picking part is I don't love the posting in the same place.
Right.
You don't. And the two posting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just like, either put it out there.
Or don't. And I'm like, don't.
I'm either or. Really I'm here clear. For both.
I'm not just here for both. Sacred territory is what we are entering. Brave
Have you seen
arts.
Her face, though?
I.
Look at that face.
Catherine?
I'm sorry.
Guard him hard. We're guarding. This is all this is.
Okay, we're back
just,
to guarding. But take all the photos and send them to us and then we'll post them later.
I don't know what's happening. Am I going to start getting business emails now? Am I taking over in a blazer?
Maybe.
What's happening?
You want to go to our meeting after this?
Per my last email.
I feel like you have that in you.
Are you on the beach with Jana in San Diego and I'm in a hotel room eating chocolate cookies following up on emails? What is happening?
Oh, my panda cookies.
Your panda
Those
cookies.
Those were worth it. Anywho, that's all I have to say.
London's going to be beautiful.
You guys, I'm not going
to
share.
London's so special to me. I fantasize about London because it was so butterfly filled for Preston and I. And it was such a crazy, wonderful, that was my homecoming season.
Can I say one fear?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That you're going to post? Because that's my fear.
No. Okay. No. I have it so hyped.
It's going to be perfect. It's going to live up to the hype and exceed it. I already know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, her expectations of things can be very high.
Yeah.
And the problem is when it doesn't live up to it.
Well, that should be the title of the book. That's amazing.
Expectations too high.
Yeah.
Expectations could be high. And I hate to see you. I So maybe let's just,
so this is what I say about London. The thing that I think I enjoyed the most about it, it could be anywhere, by the way. You don't have to be like, I know it sounds bougie, like London. Like, it could be, you could be like, when I go to Oklahoma, this is my expectation. My expectation was for me to enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that some of that would bridge and Preston and I would enjoy the same things together, blah, blah, blah. But the truth of the matter is the reason I fantasize about that place so much is because there was such like a new wonder for me. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with the people I was with.
Sure.
It turned out awesome because I was able to, like, we really bonded over experiences and we held hands and we stopped and we stared too long at, I mean, I was in heaven. But London is going to wildly exceed your expectations because it's so wonderful this time of year.
Though about London
or about
who
him?
You're with in London.
So
that's the thing.
So my thing is,
there's a reason you do Lifetime movies. Continue. That's okay. I see it now. It's fine.
For me, and getting to know someone, I've gotten to know this person over FaceTime.
Sure, but you have seen him in person.
We have three days.
Yeah,
everything else has been a month and some, just every day FaceTiming and talking, and we've really gotten to really know each other on a different level. Having said that, sometimes it's when you're with someone that you dream up all these things when you're not with someone that to then spend an extended amount of time, you might, the expectations of what you might think it's going to be. And then when you get there, you're like, oh, I fantasized this a little bit more, or I maybe thought it would be like this. And really it's like this. And
well, you're going to find
might be bummed or, you know, but I think either way, it's still going to be an experience one way or the other.
You and it'll dated still be fun. Someone this summer and I you traveled it. A bit.
I did.
And in those travels, I'm being extra careful. I think we all know. If you went to Wyndown,
we get a little loose with the names on the Wyndown tour.
Oh, we sure did. I was panicked. Again, who am I? Catherine in a blazer. I don't know. But when you traveled, I know, but I was worried about the name slipping. I would never be his name is.
Oh, yeah, because she's the one that slipped the name.
When you traveled in that dating, the experience is what you loved about it.
I know. I remember I took a picture from San Fran and I said,
that's the one I'm thinking of.
I said, from all the things, the travels, meeting this person, like it has been finding myself and being alone and.
You were like, exploring. You had a little market bag in your hand and a cup of hot tea.
Because I really didn't get to see him until after his.
Well, and you can still make this business one about you too. Yes, it's about y'all, but it can also be about you.
And that's what I'm saying. It will be about you.
Yeah. Right.
And
right.
The added bonus of a really sexy accent. Mm-hmm. And someone new that you get to learn. At a minimum, we already know this is a pretty quality human being. Mm-hmm. And you get to know him a little bit differently. More intimately, some would say.
What if I just did a photo? Like, let's say, like, this is, I'm playing devil's advocate. This is devil's advocate. What if it goes exceedingly well, right? And we decide that we're going to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
You know that that's what she's
I'm just, you guys, this is just, this
I don't
is,
care
this is
how
living.
Well it goes.
Just listen. What if we are everything, we end up saying, okay, we're going to be committed to adjust each other. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. This is how I feel, blah, blah, blah. What if to seal that deal? Because I just take a picture of us like holding hands. That's the picture.
The hand holding?
Hand holding.
I might be okay with this. That's all I will say. Because if we're committed to each other, that doesn't mean we're committed to the public being with each other.
No, it's just like, I'm happy. And this is a photo of like two hands.
Until, unless he has like a tattoo on his hand and everyone's like,
yeah, there's a give somewhere. But devil's advocate.
You do love a little scavenger hunt.
She does. I've noticed. That's why I said, but devil's advocate, why?
Because she's in love and she doesn't care who knows
it. For the girl who's sad and knows that like it's going to be okay.
But I'm saying, why so soon?
Oh, because I'm really happy.
You guys,
fair.
I don't know.
It usually happens that way.
I know. For trust me, girl. And I should. Oh. And knowing my freaking past,
you are Buddy the Elf. I mean, I'm in love.
Have I ever wanted to do it? That I mean, like in the, like that. Not come on. This year.
Okay.
I've not.
I can't handle. Can we talk about this comment? Have I ever done that? No.
I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to.
Well, you know, I mean, in Instagram, I didn't. There's minus that one person. There was nobody else that I brought into my Instagram or anything.
Yeah, you haven't.
None.
We just take pictures in the same place.
Well, it's not.
It's the same.
And it was funny because I said, I just don't think anybody would ever even find out who he is.
Everyone finds out.
And Catherine goes, they find out everything.
They always know. That's why I'm like, either control it or.
So let me ask you this. And I don't think I've asked this actually.
This is such a fun girl talk right now.
I know.
This is like legitimate. We haven't discussed like, what do we do about the photo?
Yeah, this is.
Is he. So fair to say that you could be in the U.S. and people would recognize you. I've seen it happen at airports, whatever.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, someone recognized me on our first date. It was so embarrassing.
Okay. So like my question is.
The person you were dating?
No.
Oh.
The first date with Braveheart.
Yeah. Someone came up.
The moment I met him, we then sat down and someone's like, oh my God, are you Jana Kramer? And I was like, oh shoot.
So is he not over there is my question.
Because
he's a little bit of a big deal. So I'm wondering,
he gets that there.
Yeah.
In places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I rest my case.
Yeah. You're
also,
right.
Also, doesn't really matter. They still figure it out.
They always figure it out.
The guy that we're not
private,
talking
though,
about.
He's now private on Instagram.
But how many followers already?
Like 100 something.
I'm sure they'll still figure it out from the freaking hand.
You're right.
And he's going to start getting a million requests.
There is no, like therapist said, there's no rush. I just think for the first time in a very long time, I'm actually genuinely happy. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm like, I do. I want to Buddy the Elf share.
I know you do.
But it's so, but then I'm like, if it doesn't work out, then I'm going to be heartbroken. But this is where I go. It's okay because I know I'm going to be okay.
Yeah.
Regardless if I end up with this human or whoever else.
I just think this one seems so great that there's no rush.
Yeah.
That's what I feel in my heart. I feel like you're going to be gushing about this and posting about this and it's going to be.
Just post a picture of yourself and say, guys, I'm really happy. And all of us will heart it.
I like that.
Okay.
And then we'll see. Then we'll see. Day by day.
Kramer, are you on your
day by day?
Are you on your own episode of Love Without Borders?
First of all, she hasn't stopped smiling.
I know.
A second.
Well, it's interesting because we have a guest on who is Love Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to talk to her because there's an interesting tidbit about Braveheart that I definitely will share when she gets on.
Ooh, I can't wait.
So let's take a break. And get around.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly, vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hi, Erica.
Hello.
Let's do this. We are so excited to have you on the podcast. Love Without Borders is on Bravo. And an elevator pitch of like who you are and what you've been doing and specializing in.
So I've been a dating and relationship expert for 14 years now. And so the show came, and basically the concept of this show is we're taking five American singles and I match them with someone, but in a different country. And so they essentially don't know where they're going until they get to the airport. And then I say, this is the country that you're going to. And not only that, but you have to move in with this blind date for the next 3 months.
3 months?
Yes, 3 months.
Okay, what are some of the countries?
So the countries are, we've already revealed all of them, and they are Dubai, Panama, Paris, France, which I live in France. So France, very excited about that. And then Ireland. And did I say Ghana, Africa? Ghana. No,
wow.
What the hell? I know.
So you, crazy. So you personally handpicked which person to go be with the person for 3 months?
So me and my team did. So I primarily specialize in dating and relationship advice. And then I have a team of matchmakers that I work with. And so it was just kind of narrowing it down to like what people say they want and what they actually need. And so making matches accordingly.
Okay. So I'm going to give a little fun fact where I'm kind of at in my dating life right now. So okay. I was on Raya for, you know, since my divorce, and I primarily 99.9% of the people, first of all, that I even would see were Paris, Dubai, Istanbul. Like, I mean, I'm like, I've got two kids. I live in Nashville. Like I'm swiping like left XXXX. Cause I'm like, what's the point? Right.
Yeah.
So then a few months ago, someone had reached out to me and I ignored it because I'm like, he lives in London. So why would I, again, my family's here in Nashville. I'm not moving to London. So what's the point of me entertaining this? Well, cut to, I'm like, maybe I'll just see. I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm limiting myself to just the United States, you know? It's like, I'm like, why not? Like, who knows? Maybe my soulmate or my person is overseas, is across the waters, right? Across the ocean. So
okay.
Cut to, I'm now flying to London to see this person. And I'm curious, like, what your advice for someone who I could potentially be walking into a long distance relationship. Because in my mind, I'm like, how would this even work?
Erica's like, first sign a waiver. I'm sending the camera crew.
Is there like any flexibility in his work where he could move to the US?
Yes.
So my advice to you is this, like, here's the thing about, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
Well, we've been talking for the past month, FaceTime. I mean, okay. And texting every day, FaceTiming twice a day, 3-4 times a day. I mean, in very long conversations, and we saw each other for a few days when he flew here to say hello. And then now I'm going to see him for an extended period of time.
Okay. So here's the thing about this, and I don't want to be such a Debbie Downer.
Oh, no.
Straight.
Erica has entered the chat.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Here's the thing. You can, you know, when someone's this far away and you're FaceTiming and this and that, I've read into your story a little bit. I know a bit of your background and I've heard some of your relationships. And so to protect your heart, all of it is very exciting and that's great. And we want our hearts to have hope and to be excited about love. But I would invite you to also bring in your reasoning and rationale to this as well. Because what happens is when someone's this far away, we cultivate somewhat of a pseudo intimacy, meaning it's very easy to connect with someone on FaceTime. But when life comes together, it's a different matter. And so it's like you obviously want to give your heart the capacity to be able to dream and to feel and to be excited, but also just based off of your history and what you've gone through, like no love bombing for you. Your heart's been through enough, you know, it's been through enough. So no love bombing. It feels good and it's exciting. You know, put your toes in the water. But in this situation, I would not encourage you to dive all in.
Well, that is opposite of what we talked about at girls' night the other night.
And the last 20 minutes.
We were all essentially planning our bridesmaids' dresses. It's fine.
Let me just pour all over that little parade.
You know, that's really valuable information, though, because I'm actually married to a country artist. And a pseudo reality can even be in my marriage sometimes because over 200 days a year, he's not with me.
Yeah.
And so our life is lived on FaceTime and, you know, calls and texts or whatever. But even when you said that, I was like, wow, that's just really true because we sometimes even have a disconnect when he comes off the road.
Yeah. And you haven't felt him, you haven't touched him. And it's like that connection has been broken. And it's like, okay, we got to roll up our sleeves. We got to build up the connection again. I need touch. I need, you know, and it's like, it's rebuilding. You're in a constant rebuilding. And the lucky thing for you guys is you guys have a foundation, but you're, this is all very new. And so I don't want to be that Debbie Downer, but here's the other
thing. I'll just say this too. I walked into my therapist the other day and I go, okay, I'm going to tell you all this. And then what I came in to this session with, I need you to put my feet back on the ground. That was my thing that I knew that I walked into. I was like, I haven't felt this way before. And I've got all these feels. I was like, I need you to place my feet back on ground because I know, I know of my past and my history and you know, the sadness and all those things. Like I realize, but then the other piece of me is like, I'm such a hopeless romantic that I'm like, maybe I did find my one. And this is how it's supposed, cause I haven't felt ever like this. So I'm like, maybe this is what they say it's supposed to feel like. Because I haven't felt this. So, and I'm like, I'm being torn between Jana, you know, what usually ends up happening and also allowing myself to feel
it's a dance. It's a dance for all of us. Any of us who have been through trauma or a lot of pain and a lot of hurt, it's always that dance of checking in with our hearts and going like, is this safe for me? Like, does my heart feel safe? Do I feel seen? Are my boundaries being honored here? Am I honoring my boundaries? And so for you, I think just some really solid advice is to write down like, what are my boundaries? Like, where have I violated my boundaries in the past? And it's gotten me into a shit ton of trouble. Mm-hmm. How can I not repeat it? And why I say write that down is because you're going to hold that close to you so mm-hmm. that when the feelings come, you can look at that piece of paper and that's your accountability partner mm-hmm. and going, okay, I can't go back here. I can't repeat this. I can't mm-hmm. repeat that. And it's like, okay, so boundary for you is, you know, love bombing, like, no, you are familiar with love bombing, mm-hmm. right? Where it's just like all sweet. Yeah, okay. So, okay, love bombing. Okay, it may feel good. I may want to say I love you and all of those things, but that's not safe for my heart right now. Like that hasn't worked out for me. And so I have a responsibility to teach my little girl inside. I'm going to create safe places for her to connect in. And if that means no more rushing in, like that's on you. That's you breaking your boundaries. And it's like, no, 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 we're not breaking boundaries anymore. We're honoring that little girl. We're creating a safe place for her to be loved. Mm-hmm. No more experimenting, no more testing. No, we are creating safe places for her to receive love.
Yeah, I love that. And I think another thing too that my therapist Amy said was she goes, don't compromise on things. She's like, sometimes you want to make it work. And so you compromise things that are really important to you. And I'm like, no, like I am very clear of things that I want, that I will not handle anymore. And regardless of how I feel, butterflies, whatever, I know now I'm in the place to go, okay, this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel safe. This just happened. I don't like this. And I know, because I know at the end of the day, I'm not going to end up alone. I'm okay. Regardless, I don't need him. It feels great. But I'm not going to compromise any further.
And one thing I would encourage you, and I hate to put people in boxes, but
she's like, here's a real pretty pink one.
And it's tiny.
But here you go. The challenge I find, and I might get some heat for saying this, but like I find with British people, I mean, I haven't watched the Meghan Markle thing yet on her and Prince Harry, but the thing with I have encountered with British people is that, you know, they don't have a lot of like emotional capacity to do like intimacy in terms of connecting and stuff. There's a lot of conditioning behind their society that doesn't really allow them to emotionally show up and to be consistent in the tension of showing up vulnerably in a relationship.
What about Scottish?
I think that whole culture, like,
got it.
You know, like it's a whole British culture. Like even Irish guys, like they have to drink a lot to be able to like say what's going on in their hearts. And it's like, come on, guys. But and you know, times are changing. We're all working. I'm just saying, be mindful. Be mindful.
Sure,
be mindful.
100%. Well, that's also. I mean, that's real though, because there is cultural norms and every. Absolutely. I mean, that's just a real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question about the 3 months.
Yes. Please.
Okay.
So is it 3 months because that's like as long as someone can stay before they get kicked out? Or is it 3 months because you feel like that's when the honeymoon phase starts to kind of go away? Is that when we're getting the best TV? Is that when we're getting like, I mean,
I need the reason.
And Erica, before you answer that one, you're telling me not to do this, but yet you're making someone live with someone. I'm not going to live with him for 3 months.
Yeah, she wishes you would go live with him.
This is the accelerator. Like this is how you would know 100% whether or not this works or not. You know, it's like, get in there, dive in, find out like everything immediately. So the 3 months, the reality is, visas. Like you That's cannot, as Americans, we can't stay past 90 days. Like I had to get a long stay visa to live in France. So it's kind of strict. But the reality is in those 3 months, especially when you're living with someone, like you're going to see all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent, you're going to see all of it. And you can make a solid decision out of that.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require.
What do you think of the biggest red flag you've seen for when you first start dating?
I 100% what I said earlier about love the bombing. Love bombing. Yeah. When people start giving you accolades, and you had another expert on, I can't remember his name. He was like on The Bachelor or something.
Zach Clark. No, not Zach Clark. Nick.
Nick.
Vial.
Nick. Okay. He touched on this and I agree with him. Like, you know, when you meet someone and they start saying like, you're just, you know, you're so amazing. And like the way that you see life, and it's like, hold on. I'm a subby right there. You don't have enough history to know my character. You don't know you haven't seen, you know, the congruency. So when that starts coming off very thick and very fast, I'm like, okay, here's the thing. As human beings, we all have a need to be seen, to be celebrated. Like, that's okay. That's beautiful. But when someone's just diving in with that and they have no like real experience with you to validate all those things, it's like, you're jumping ahead of the gun here. Like, slow your roll.
But what if...
So the bridesmaid dresses were a bad idea.
Hang on, I just had to cancel my order for a matching dress with Catherine.
That was a joke, y'all.
No, I'm just kidding.
But what kind if... Of. Okay, when you finally feel like...
That was a joke!
It
no,
was.
But really, can I hop on and cancel that?
If... Okay, I will say this. I dated someone earlier this year, and I had this dating coach basically tell me, you shouldn't have butterflies when you first meet them. That's not real. You have to take it really slow. And so I followed these steps so precisely. Mm. And
I don't like that.
Well, here's the thing.
Erica probably does, but I'm like, boo.
But it was just like, I didn't love bomb. I didn't do these things. And for me, it was like, I never had that. I mean, I wasn't really, I think, I'm just not saying taking it slow was killed it, but it was just.
I think you're missing that. I think that was so good for you. Because then it gave you time to see that it wasn't.
Right, but I think for me personally, I have to have that butterfly feeling when I meet someone. I really feel like I do, because I didn't have that at first. And there was, so there was no spark. There was no, and I know spark comes with time and intimacy and all those things, but I hear what you're saying, Kat. Yeah. I do. I just, I'm like, I personally feel like my person is going to be someone when I have that immense energy and connection and spark with. I don't know.
That was the start of my marriage 8 years ago, was the love bombing and the spark. We really went all in. I mean, when you're saying all this, I was like, that was us. Like, he's like, I see your soul. I know you. 2 kids later, Erica, and 8 years of marriage later.
So like, can it, so can we talk about both sides of that? Like, can you one have side both? Actually, it really truly being like the whole, oh my God, I've never felt like blah, blah. And then the other side going, I need that piece to really, to know that it's like my one.
Right. So here's the thing. We all have different stories. And I imagine that your story is very different from Jana's story. Uh-huh. So Jana's on a journey of rebuilding trust in herself, mm-hmm. because the reality is when we go through a lot of heartbreaks, we go a lot of setbacks, essentially we stop trusting ourselves. Mm-hmm. So if you could look at your journey of dating and relationships of like, I'm learning to retrust me. These people who are showing up in my dating world, like they are all coming to support me so that I get to reclaim all the parts of me and start trusting myself again. So mm-hmm. in your specific situation, I would say, I love that that he was full on with you and he shared his heart with you and all those things. And I think that that's great. But I think that for you, Jana, I think that you guys have very different stories. And so that's not going to be the best course of action for you.
Mm-hmm. Can she have a little butterfly?
Yeah. So of course, like, listen, you want to be excited about someone. I'm not saying that. Like there are one book that I would highly recommend to you is called Betrayal Bonding.
Oh, I already read it. It's amazing. Oh. Yeah. I read it. It's fantastic. I read it after my divorce. Yeah.
It's huge, right? Yeah. And so it's like,
I have it. It's a great book if you want to read it. It's so good. I have it before I leave. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Because it talks about like, essentially, it's like sometimes when we get tons of butterflies, it's like trauma bonding more than it is an actual bond with the person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, you want to be excited. Like if there's just nothing there with the person, what inspires you to keep pursuing them? But that can't be everything. It's like, you don't turn off your head in the midst of these feelings. It's just like, you know, for you, you're, therapist said, you know, no more compromising, mm-hmm. not going back and trying to like make a square peg and a, you know, was it square peg round hole? Mm-hmm. Like the two try, like that's not going to work for you. But yes, of course you're going to want to feel good with the other person, but it cannot be the end all be all. That cannot be what's driving the relationship. Mm-hmm.
But also, can't you feel that, but also go slow?
Yeah, I think so. What Amy said too, my therapist, she's like, there's no rush in anything.
Yeah.
And I think for me, it's like, again, because I haven't felt this certain piece that I'm like, oh, it feels great. And I just want to relish in it, whether it works or it doesn't, because it feels good. And it feels, I feel hopeful for a future, either with or without, just knowing that like, I didn't think I could feel this feeling. Mm. That's the piece that I'm like, it just gives me like joy and like hope to know my heart isn't just this jaded wall.
Yeah. And I think this is more, so let's not transfer that all over to this person. Mm-hmm. Let's honor you in that and say like, hey, I've been through a lot of shit, but I'm working with a therapist, hiring a dating coach, you know, I'm reading the books, I'm doing the work, you know? Mm-hmm. And my heart has the capacity to feel this. Wow, what a champion I am that I didn't let these past situations completely tear me apart, but mm-hmm. that there's a champion, there's this warrior heart that I have mm-hmm. that can still allow love to come in. Yay to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I love that. See, that feels empowering. Good. That mm-hmm. feels like
that
I
also
like
feels
that.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's fascinating that your heart is still tender despite all that it's been through. Because I have to be honest with you, when I'm working with people, the people who shut down, they become victims. Everyone, there's like this sense of entitlement, like all of those things, pride, all those things. I'm like, oh, honey, like you don't need a relationship. You need to just decide whether or not you're going to be a victim and blame the world or take some personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. For you, the fact that you've been able to keep your heart soft despite everything that you've been through, wow. Look at you.
See?
Look at you.
We're back to the tears.
No, this is what we talked about this last week. I said it's inspiring to me that you have a heart that's brave enough to go love again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what beautiful, what a champion you are. And like, I just really want to honor you because I was researching you online and I was like, damn, she is being so honest with her story and so brave to share the things that she shares. And like, you have no idea how you're like paving the path for so many other women who have unspoken stories that you've been so brave to share. But what's beautiful about you is that you've kept your heart tender and you've kept your heart open in the process. That's the ultimate role model, because I see so much where people have gone through stuff and it's just like, I'm the victim and now I'm going to take down everyone who has these kind of red flags. And it's like, that's giving them all the power. But you to go through what you've been through and to remain so tender is, wow, you're showing people how to do life through the heart.
Thank you.
And that's powerful.
I appreciate that. Life through the heart. Thanks. Erica, are you allowed to tell us, has anybody stayed together past the 3 months?
I'm allowed to say anything.
Brian, Krista on here. Crystal.
Everyone in the chat's lighting up. I shouldn't have asked you that. I just want to know.
Yeah, I wish I could tell
that's
you.
That's okay. I didn't want names. I don't even need location. I'm just wondering if anybody has made it.
It's juicy. Like everyone's been saying, like, oh, everyone's just playing nice right now, and everything's like, I think this shit's gonna start hitting the fan. I really do.
Well, I know what I'm gonna be watching on my ride over to London.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
I'm just gonna download all the episodes that are out so far.
Yeah. I think it's going to get intense.
Well,
but we'll see. We'll see.
Erica, thank you so much for coming on and just sharing your wisdom and your words, and you're beautiful, and just thank you. And I'm excited to now binge the episodes that are already out and continue to watch. So thank you so much for coming
filming
on.
Her own episode of Love Without Borders.
I know. Let you know how it goes.
I know. I'll DM you.
I really want to know how it goes.
Okay. Yeah. I will DM you because I love you and your soul. So thank you.
Don't listen to the beginning of this podcast when you listen.
Because I'm love bombing.
We didn't say anything opposite of what you said prior to you becoming
That's why
coming on.
She's
It's holding space for both, but then coming back to your feet. And I think it's okay to feel and then you got to hold some things in and put your feet back on the ground.
I had the Saturday Night Live moment though, where she was like, you don't say I love you, and you guys land and you're like, I love you.
That's happening.
But the beauty is, Jana, you can use your voice in the whole process. Hey, I want to say I love you right now, but that's not safe for me. So I feel it. Like, be honest, from your heart, but still talk through your boundaries. It's like, hey, I want to do this, but it's probably not the best idea, right? Keep him in the loop. Like, this is where I am. This is what's going on. I want to say these things, but I have a history and that's probably not the safest thing to do for me right now.
That's really good advice, no matter where you are.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's great.
That's good.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, you're wonderful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Erica.
You're the best. I'll be DMing you.
Good luck.
All right.
Okay.
Bye. Cool.
Bye.
I'll send her the photo. Should I post this one or?
Erica's going to fire all of
when
us.
When you go back and listen to the first episode, you'll know why I'm asking which photo.
All fired. Erica's
just
fired all of
your faces.
No, I think it's fun. The whole thing's fun.
It's
fun.
It's so fun.
I wish there was a camera for Girls Night. That's all.
No, but I need a camera for every second in London.
Oh my goodness.
But that's just me.
Well, guys, I got to go pack.
All right. London or bust?
Or breast.
Oh, I did London or breast already.
You did.
Oh. So I will see you guys. We will recap when I get back. And
don't get married without us. We deserve more.
Don't worry, I won't.
Okay.
Have fun.
Bye. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EGCGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoan.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.